The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Jonathan Healy filling in for Kieran Cuddihy this evening. To encourage football fans to talk more with one another, Three Ireland have reached out to former Republic of Ireland captain, former Chelsea footballer and pundit Andy Townsend to talk about the importance of speaking out when it comes to mental health. The campaign is called Talk More Than Football, and I'm delighted to say Andy is with us. Andy Townsend, how are you?
I'm very good, Jonathan. Thanks, pal. Very good.
Sport is a funny old thing because when you're there, particularly if you're in a team, you have wonderful bonding and you work well and you have friends and you have fellas you don't get on with, but that's just the nature of team sports. Was it ever lonely for you, Andy?
Yes, there are lonely periods you have because not everything always goes so well. Not everything goes as planned. Like everybody's life, things come along and can just knock you off balance a little bit. So it can be a tough business when you live in your life very much in the public eye and things, results aren't going well. The team may be struggling. Your own form may not be very good. It can be a lonely place. You've got this team, there's this image of this team around you and you all protect each other and you all stick together. That's always kind of the word that comes out of the dressing room. But sometimes when you go home, it's not always straightforward. And there'd be very few players out there that have played top flight football and haven't experienced, you know, some tough times mentally. So, I like many others have had your moments when it's not easy to deal with.
When you were playing a couple of years ago, there wouldn't have been as much conversation about mental health in the dressing room. I'm thinking of, you know, the recent conversations around Marcus Rashford and his form, and how that played out very publicly. Back in the day, we wouldn't have had those conversations. It would have been, he's a bit off, isn't he?
Yeah, no, back in the day, you had the mirror. That was pretty much what you had to talk to about any issues you had. You know, for me, I married very much at a young age and my wife's always been there for me. So I had that support group around me, but very little. There was nothing really coming back from any of the clubs that I played for. Look, everybody, every manager was always receptive to listening, but you didn't feel like you wanted to show that perhaps there was a slight weakness there or that you weren't feeling particularly good about yourself or that you weren't playing well. It wasn't something that you was encouraged to maybe get off your chest and try and talk about. So in that respect, football was very, very different. Now, thankfully, we've moved into a completely different world in so many different ways. And one of them is very much a positive in terms of you're now encouraged to get this off your chest, get it out there, share your problem, and you'll start to feel better about moving forward.
Has your attitude changed, not just as you've gotten a bit older, but you know you have your own children and you're a granddad now?
Yes.
Are you a lot, I'm going to use the phrase softer, Andy, when it comes to this kind of thing, i.e. you're open to the conversations and you'd hate to think that the kids wouldn't tell you something if it was on their mind?
Definitely. No, there is no question about that. I think that certainly from a sporting perspective, you know, you can't operate at your best if you do have some issues that you're desperate to tell people about, but you're afraid to, or you just don't have the courage to. So 100% I feel nowadays at my age, I'm 60. So at my age to listen, particularly to my own kids, certainly my grandchildren aren't at an age yet where the problems are apparent. No doubt they'll be there, like everybody, as I said, at some point. And I'd hate to think they couldn't approach me and my wife or sit and talk to us about it. That would really be very, very sad. And that won't be the case. It won't be the case because, as I say, that you know, my son and his wife will encourage them to talk about it. And we as grandparents most certainly will always, always be there to listen and offer a bit of advice if we can.
There's 1,000 football fans were surveyed by Three Ireland. 56% said they had experienced a mental health issue in the past. 26% hadn't even spoken to their close friends or family about it because they felt shame or embarrassment or fear or judgment. And I know we'll always say, oh, well, things are much better now. But those are the stats for today, Andy, which means that there are people listening right now for whom this is very real, and
yeah.
who are somehow in a delusion that there's shame or embarrassment or fear or judgment from it.
Yeah. And I think, again, from years ago, your closest friends would probably have been the ones that you were most reluctant to tell, yeah, that you didn't feel, that, as you say, you felt perhaps embarrassed to speak with. Nowadays, again, I think that is changing. And those true friends, those people that you can count on one hand, they're the ones that when you do have a problem or two, they're the ones that you know that you can go and speak to, and that they can maybe guide you, help you, point you in the direction of where there is professional help if you need it. I think all of that is very, very important. As I said, it's a very different society, a very different world we live in now. This is very much out in the open, even for football fans who historically mainly lads turning up on a Saturday and go and have a few beers, go to the game. They wouldn't feel comfortable talking about any problems in that sort of company. Whereas today, I think it is a different society, a different world. And I think for the good, people are now starting to speak about this sort of stuff, and where it's a problem, turn into their real closest friends, the people they love, the people they respect and trust, to maybe just start them on the right road to getting better.
Now, there is a video that people might have seen that's going around on social media for the hashtag Talk More Than Football campaign, featuring a certain Mr. Vinnie Jones, and you would have shared a dressing room with him. Now, would he have been the first fella you'd have gone to with the problem, Andy?
That's a very good question. Listen, Vinnie was a room partner of mine as well when we were at Chelsea together for a good couple of years. Look, he's always been an approachable guy. He would always have been an approachable fella. I'm not sure he might have took the mickey out of me a little bit if I had done, but of course, since he lost his wife, Tanya, you know, just recently, it's been a really tough period for him. So this is something, this campaign, I know would certainly register with him a lot. It would mean a lot to him to get behind something like this. And yeah, as two guys many years ago, 30 years ago in a dressing room, we were always messing about. We're always laughing. This is a very different issue. This is something to be serious about for a change. I normally joke about most things in my life, I've got to tell you, but this is one thing that genuinely I feel does mean a lot. And I would encourage everybody to seek some help, professional help, proper help, if they really need it. But more importantly, just get talking.
And there is a free phone, of course, for Aware, who are backing this campaign. Their number is 1-800-80-48-48. That's 1-800-80-48-48. Andy, it would be remiss of me before I let you go to talk about shenanigans at the FAI. I'd say yours was the only name I didn't hear mentioned in connection with the Ireland job. If you can get over the insult of that, Andy. And do you think John did a good job when he was there?
I think, John, look, you know, it's never easy taking anything on an interim basis. It's difficult that, you know, again, and I think the players have now waited long enough. You know, this has been dragging on a long time. So the sooner that all this is resolved, I think the better for the team moving forward. But look, John is clearly, you know, a bright coach and has been around the Ireland camp for a very long time. He knows it. Everybody respects him. And, you know, again, they weren't the easiest of matches. They were two tough games. And so, you know, no complaints there from in my perspective with regards to what John's doing. It's not easy, as I say, when you're just picking it up on a short-term basis. Now time to get the right man in.
Well, the spanner is never too far from the works in the FAI, as we know. And we heard this morning Jonathan Hill is resigning, effective immediately. First of all, that took everyone by surprise. But do you think that has the potential then to slow the process for hiring the new manager?
I sincerely hope not, Jonathan. I would have thought that the names that have been in the frame wouldn't have gone anywhere over the last 2 or 3 months. Those that the FAI were seriously considering as a manager, I'm sure are still there. We might have to wait if one or two of them are still in a job. We might have to wait. We don't absolutely know, etc. But Jonathan Hill's departure isn't the big shock, is it? I mean, the fact that it's just sort of come out of the blue today, you know, there's been some issues that have been very public with regards to the FAI at that level, and that will get resolved in due course. But it shouldn't detract from now the real important stuff is to get a manager in place. It shouldn't detract from that. That process should be way down the road. And I would like to think that before the end of this month, which, you know, we've only got, what, a couple of weeks, before the end of this month, that gets sorted out. It's important for the players now. Can't leave them in limbo. You can't keep drifting and dragging along. You need to get it done. Need to get it sorted. So those that are there, still involved at the FAI, they'll need to get this high on the agenda and get it sorted out quick.
All right. Andy Townsend, former Republic of Ireland captain, former Chelsea footballer, pundit, dad and granddad. Thanks very much for talking to us, Andy.
Thanks, pal. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.